Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast.
On Saturday night, inside what appears to be a sold-out Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium, there's going to be a football game played between two nationally ranked teams. Number 15, SMU. Number 24, Memphis. Kickoff scheduled for just a little bit after 6:30. You're going to be able to watch it on ABC. And the man who's going to be calling it for ABC is, of course, Chris Fowler. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Hey, Chris, it's Gary Parish. How you doing, man?
Good, Gary. Happy to be here. Psyched for this game.
Hey, I'm glad you said that because, man, people are psyched for the game, but I think even more so, if you don't mind me saying, psyched that game day is going to be here, and then that you are going to be here calling the game in primetime on ABC. Do you go to big, massive football events every weekend? Do you get the sense that people are more excited when it's somewhere maybe you haven't been nearly as often?
Well, it's exciting to prep. I mean, I've been doing the Penn State, Notre Dame, Michigan the last couple of weeks, so these are two fresh teams for me. Diving into the Tigers and the Mustangs, watching more tape than usual. The homework assignments are more challenging, but it also makes it fun. I mean, I'm really looking forward to a good show. I love what I'm hearing about the enthusiasm for this game and taking the tarps off and hopefully having a full house. And even though it's going to be a chilly night, I think there's going to be great energy there. And it comes across. You know, we did a UCF game last year, which was an off-the-radar game for us, but the place was really electric. It really showed well on TV. They had their big moment. And now we'll see if the Tigers can do the same.
You mentioned that you've already started your prep work watching film. I don't know that the average person who watches you from their couch do your job so tremendously well understands just how much work goes into it before those cameras ever come on a Saturday night. How many hours do you think you'll spend preparing to do your job on Saturday?
More this week than normal, right? Like I said. I mean, you know, he has those charts where you flip it over depending on who's got the football. And a lot of times the last couple of weeks, the chart hadn't even been to the right side up because I just know those teams.
Right.
The chart's going to be right side up on Saturday night because I need to get familiar with these teams. But, yeah, I'm watching everything from the Tigers' upset of Tennessee in 1996. Yeah. I mean, not the whole game, but big chunks of it. I'm watching three or four Memphis games this year and then highlights of others. Same thing for SMU. Phone calls with different people. I got one guy who does analytics for me, which is something I like to dive into. I think you can really overuse the numbers. You don't want to bury the viewer in stats, but I like to look at them all and then figure out how to maybe translate that into English. Then I got the history. I'm learning more about the history of the two schools and the five different names that Memphis has been called over the years. You just try to have all this stuff in your head. It might come up. And I think you got to be able to educate the viewers on ABC but the American Conference, Gary, because they got no idea. You know, 12 teams, 10 states. Who are these schools? Here's what's at stake. New Year's Six bowl bid. All that stuff that we kind of take for granted when it's more recognizable teams. We will not do that Saturday. I think we got to inform people and let them know what's at stake and what's going on with these two programs.
Talking to Chris Fowler, who's going to be calling the Memphis SMU game from inside the Liberty Bowl Saturday night on ABC. Kickoff scheduled for a little after 6:30. So you already started prepping. When you watch the Tigers, what do you see?
Well, I see a team that's explosive. I think it's amazing that the number of speedy weapons they can put out there. And I think White's an extremely accurate quarterback. You know, I look at stats every week for quarterbacks. I rarely see a guy who is as seemingly comfortable, under pressure as he is, has a completion percentage of 63 under pressure. That's almost unheard of in the college game. You put pressure on most quarterbacks, and their stats plummet. Their performance suffers. And to be up in the over 60 completion percentage while just under pressure and never have thrown no picks while pressured and three touchdowns, that's really special. And so, you know, he's not a scrambler. He's not a guy that's going to be dynamic with his legs. But, man, he's accurate. He's poised. And he distributes the ball well. And if you don't love number 19 running the ball with the spin moves, I mean, you're crazy. He's one of the most dynamic, exciting backs that I've seen in the entire season. So, you know, on defense, they're going to have their hands full because SMU's playing at a very high level. Even probably without one of their main weapons in Robertson, SMU can still pitch it around and run the ball really well. So, I don't know, man. It could be one of those games where it develops into a shootout, but, you know, we expect that sometimes on a frigid night. Maybe the defense has more success than we think. So I'm excited to get over and you know, speak to the Tigers Brain Trust tomorrow, see what Norvell thinks about this game and kind of be on campus and check the facilities out. Our day with the Tigers is tomorrow.
It's interesting you mentioned you've gone back and looked at Memphis's upset of Tennessee and trying to understand and educate yourself on the history of this program. Obviously, the history's not great. You know, this is a program that in a three-year stretch within the past 10 years had a two-win season, a one-win season, a two-win season. You know, the hard times have been more common than what we're experiencing right now. How much will that be a part of the story Saturday night? While recognizing it's a game and things happen and you just sort of take it wherever it goes, but it does appear that where Memphis was relative to where it is right now, and same for SMU, honestly, is a pretty significant part of this.
I'm glad you said that because the same thing with SMU. You're talking about recent one-win and two-win seasons. In large part, a lot of the veteran players on both teams really took a leap of faith and joined the teams when there was not a whole lot of reason to hope. So we'll talk about that. I mean, it's an interesting conference where being consistently strong is not easy. I mean, you see UCF has carried a flag. They're down a bit this year. Other programs have overshadowed them. And right now, you know, Memphis and SMU are certainly trending up. There's a lot of reasons to like where they're headed. They have football talent around the city. They have some tradition, but they have two very, very good young coaches. So, I mean, Norvell especially, I think, is seen as a really rising star in the coaching profession. One of the guys who are under 40, but really on the ball. And you know, we'll talk about the history, but we'll also talk about the present because it's pretty exciting in both places.
I'm talking to Chris Fowler. He, of course, is going to be in the booth on the call Saturday night for Memphis SMU inside the Liberty Bowl. Kickoff scheduled for a little after 6:30. You can watch it on ABC. You know, it's interesting because Memphis fans are excited, and this is going to originate in Memphis. But obviously, yep. SMU is a massive part of this story. You're not just here because Memphis is 7-1 and ranked 24th in the country. If SMU weren't undefeated and ranked 15th, you guys are probably dealing with another game on Saturday night. So for the people listening right now who are excited about this game but don't really know that much about SMU, what has been the key to SMU having this unbelievable season to date?
Transfers, in a word. I mean, Sonny Dykes has done an amazing job mining the transfer portal. They've benefited from this new wrinkle in the sport, maybe more than any program. Shane Buechele is a quarterback who was a freshman star at Texas, eventually got hurt. Sam Ehlinger came in and replaced him, but he transferred to SMU. He's lighting it up. They've got guys from all over the place, and they're not the island of misfit toys. These are not dudes who washed out other places and are trashing that program. There were guys that just wanted to fit, be back in Dallas. It's an interesting roster. I mean, that's why I told you I had so much prep to do. These guys are from everywhere. 30 transfers and just 9 grad transfers. That's what you got to do when you're trying to rebuild a roster. I mean, I think it's a reality in a lot of places in the American Conference. So, and SMU will score. They run it and throw it about equally well. But the quarterback has been the biggest story, coming over, giving leadership to this program. And, you know, he's got a great pedigree. You know, Steve Buechele's dad, Major League Baseball player for 10, 11 years. So it'll be a fun shootout for both sides, I think.
I'll wrap it up here with Chris Fowler from ESPN. He is going to be in the booth on Saturday night inside the Liberty Bowl. SMU Memphis kick scheduled for 6:30. You'll watch it on ABC. Last thing before I let you go, and I appreciate your time. You mentioned tomorrow you'll spend time with the University of Memphis coaching staff and players and check out the facilities. And obviously, Then you've got Thursday night. Then you've got, then you've got, Friday night. And then you've got all day Saturday.
We got a lot of good meals. And
yeah,
I
that's
love
what I was
going to
say.
And I love music and I love spirits. And Memphis has got all three. Best thing about not doing game day is I'll get to sleep in, but I'll wake up and watch it. Because, otherwise I'd be getting up at 5:30. I wouldn't have a Friday night, Gary. I'd have about 25 years of very little Friday night activity. But that has been rectified now. I get out and about and I'll get up and watch it. The first thing I thought of when I said we talked about game day coming here was Beale Street.
Right.
I was half kidding. I wasn't sure the city would go for it. I'm thankful that they did. It's a great chance to showcase the city of Memphis and not just the Tigers football program, which I think is awesome. And it's gonna look like no other game day show they've ever had. And for me, as a part of building it from 1990 onward, I still look on with pride. And even though I've been out of it a few years now, and I'll be up just watching like everybody else. It might be a little too cold to stumble out there by the set, but I think I'll watch from the warmth of my beautiful hotel room.
That sounds like a reasonable plan. That is Chris Fowler from ESPN. He's on Twitter, at CBFowler. He is on Instagram, where he had the Instagram video from last Saturday night, at Chris B. Fowler, and he's going to...
I have a lot more fun on Instagram than Twitter. We post a lot of crazy stuff on there, including our recap. We'll be here in Memphis somewhere, site unknown, talking about the game afterwards, and we post it on Instagram.
Perfect, because a lot of Memphians really enjoyed the video last night, particularly when you turned your attention to what was on tap for you guys. So, listen... Again, thank you for being here. People are really excited you're going to be in town, and looking forward to seeing you this weekend, man.
I wonder if Corso's going to tell the story about the town that not just beat up 69-19 and try to kick a field goal to go for 70, and they missed it. And he waved the white towel out there. I hope that story comes out on game day.
It was a tremendous story. It's a tremendous story. And my friend Jeff Calkins, who writes for the Daily Memphian, actually talked to Lee Corso, I believe, about that yesterday.
Oh,
so
that's great.
Hopefully,
that's great.
Yes, it does come up on game day. So, hey, man, thank you for being
it,
here, and I'll see you soon.
All right, everybody out there. Come see us on Saturday.
All right, we'll see you. That's Chris Fowler. From ESPN on Twitter, at CB Fowler. And so, this is a guy who, he's a previous host of Game Day.
Right.
Now he handles the primetime games on ABC. But, when you hear him say this is going to look different than any other Game Day that's ever been done, it is precisely why it should be where it is.
Yes.
And I know that when this idea first started popping around, there was some real pushback. And when I tweeted on Sunday night, listen, I would put, if it's possible to be on Beale Street, put it on Beale Street. I dealt with some pushback. But I promise you, and I said this yesterday, I promise you, you don't have to tweet me and say, oh, GP, you were right. I mean, I'd love it if you did, but you don't have to. I'm just saying, if you're being honest with yourself on Saturday morning, if you're being honest with yourself, and you turn on that TV, or you go down there and you experience in person, you are going to very quickly, even if you were against the idea of Beale Street and you were pro-campus or pro-Tiger Lane, I promise you, if you're honest with yourself, you're going to look up and go, yep, this is exactly where this should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this looks amazing. It would have been good anywhere. Game day would have been terrific in Memphis, on campus, Tiger Lane, Tom Lee Park. It wouldn't, anywhere you put it, it would have been fine. But if you wanted to make it different and make it awesome, putting it on Beale Street is the place to do it. And when you hear the guy who hosted that show for so many years say that it's where he thought it should go and say that it's going to look different than any other game day they've ever had, well, I think it just hammers home that point. Be back with Dinner to Go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.